Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Patrick Beauregard and his wife Amanda, and Patrick has got stage 4 colorectal cancer. We're going to get into your diagnosis, how you've dealt with it, all your interactions here at the great facilities. But I'm interested, and as Mutt and I talk about baseball, I want to hear from you, Patrick, with all of the things that you are dealing with in your life, which I think probably ask you to put everything in a different perspective and look at the world in a different way. Do sports become less important, or in a way, are they an escape and it's more important what's going on with your favorite teams?
I would definitely say that sports is a good escape.
Yeah.
I've always been a big sports fan growing up. I still am today. Obviously a big Sox fan as well. And I think that it's a welcome distraction with so much going on through a cancer journey that I'm sure a lot of people here have told you before.
Yeah.
Anything kind of that feels like everyday normal life is certainly welcomed.
So tell us the story. You, like so many other, you guys are newly married. You've got a stomach ache. And
but can I paint a picture for more on the radio for a second?
You can, yes.
Patrick's in front of us. He should be on the cover of Men's Health magazine. Okay?
He should.
He is in phenomenal shape.
Yeah.
So when you read down, he's 31.
No.
And a couple years ago, the diagnosis. I mean,
yes. Well, first off, thank you very much.
Tremendous.
Very flattering.
Yes.
I have lost a lot of weight in my diagnosis. I used to have a lot more muscle. But, so almost 2 years ago now, September of 2017, Amanda and I had gotten married a month prior. We had just gone on a honeymoon, came back, was back to work. Typical day of work ended, and I had severe stomach pain, just out of the blue. And as far as I could tell, I had no symptoms or warning signs prior to this. Cancer was the last thing on my mind, on our mind. Certainly at that time, I thought I was in great shape. The stomach pains didn't go away. I went to the ER the next day. They almost sent me home thinking that I was just backed up with some constipation relief medication and sending me on my way, because they looked at me and they said, you know, I think that's all it is. There's no way, you know, someone this young has colon cancer.
Sure.
But thankfully, they did run the scan, and that's when they noticed the tumor, which was in my colon.
And did they immediately start the process, Patrick, of fighting that? I mean, what did you go through, and how quickly did that start?
For me, yes. I had surgery a few days afterwards to remove that tumor. The thing for me, though, of course, being stage 4, that means that the cancer has spread to distant parts of your body. So I've been, for the last 2 years now, battling some cancer in my lungs. So that's what, after I did the surgery, now I've been with Dana-Farber for the last 3 years and on treatment, doing very well.
Clinical trials, and what's the future hold? What does it look like right now, Patrick?
It's actually very exciting. I know that's kind of a strange word to say, but as a colon cancer patient, there still are not a lot of great options out there treatment-wise. But just seeing now in the news, and especially at Dana-Farber, it almost seems like every month or so there's something new that's coming out, some novel new therapy or treatment. So that gives you a lot of hope, obviously.
Amanda, let me ask you, he projects a real positive energy right now. Is this from the diagnosis 2 years ago? Has he always been this positive throughout this entire process?
Yeah, I mean, you know, those first few days were very challenging for us. But since then, he has been, I mean, his positive days outweigh his negative days, which makes it, you know, easier to be a support system for him when, you know, he's so positive himself.
And you become someone who wants to speak out against this now. Is it webcast, podcast? What are you doing to get the is it to get the word out and get people screened? What are you doing now, Patrick? It sounds like you wanted to really let people know and become active in this cause.
Absolutely. I try to do as much as I can, whether that's on the radio here, obviously, webcast, TV. I think colorectal cancer is one of those cancers that doesn't receive a lot of attention. And it's the third most commonly diagnosed cancer for men and women in the United States. So you hear a lot more press about the bigger named cancers, breast cancer, lung cancer, and you don't hear as much as colorectal. So I think it's very important to raise awareness and funds for this.
We're going to do that all night throughout the game broadcast. In your words, I think it's more powerful. You have experienced the people at Dana-Farber, how money can go to work to help people like you for research and care. In your words, why is it important that people pick up the phone and give money tonight?
I mean, it's directly working to save my life. My oncologist, Dr. Kimmy Ng, was on actually on the telethon earlier, and she even said, it's because of events like this, Dana-Farber was recently able to open up the Early Onset Colorectal Cancer Center, which she is the director of. So events like this are literally the reason that things like that can happen.
And you're fighting the lung cancer portion of this now. Is there an end date on what's going on with you? Is there remission in the future? What's the future hold, Patrick?
There's currently no end date, although yeah. I have remission in my mind in the
Good.
Future, certainly.
Yeah.
So I will never give up hope for that. I'm going to continue fighting. I will never give up.
Totally inspirational, awesome. And thank you both for coming in. We're going to do everything we can to help you and everybody else over at Dana-Farber. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.